plays for their offense all year. And that's what teams and defenders know going in the type of player he is. It's not like he just jumped on the scene. So I think they do a good job getting him the ball. And I think he takes advantage of, you know, every opportunity, like you said, whether it's a deep ball, whether it's a five-yard throw, and he's trying to make a guy miss and go. So, you know, we'll definitely know where he's at all throughout the game and have a high awareness for his playmaking ability. I think just having an awareness that we want to get out and play, have a good start, I think, you know, each game will be a little bit different. We'll see how this game starts, but I think, you know, just coming out and being on it, you know, we got to, you know, on the road, the crowd will be going crazy, you know, it'll be heavy for them. I think we'll just have to bring our own energy and, you know, just try to come out and be physical and play fast right away, just, you know, off the opening kickoff. I don't know, I guess we'll see when we get out there Sunday. I thought the guys came, we practiced hard all week. We had some good days in here going at each other and practicing hard. So, you know, I hope there's no rust, but those things you really don't know until you go out there Sunday night and play. So I think, you know, our coaching staff always does a good job of trying to get us ready, even after a bye week, going over some things we need to focus on coming off not playing for a weekend. But I think we'll be in pretty good shape. Sometimes make it something that's not, but with two teams coming off the bye week, you know, we're both coming in the same way. Extra time to prepare, extra practice time. So I'm sure they'll be just as ready to go as we are. We're going to do a good job, I think, of keeping them in the pocket. That's one of our focuses up front. But, you know, he's a good player. So it's going to be a time in that game where, you know, he's able to make a play with his legs, break the pocket, get outside. And I think, you know, as good of a runner he is with that strong arm, we just got to make sure we stay in coverage and don't give him the opportunity to buy some extra time and then beat us over the top. So you've seen him do it before where, you know, he just, whether it's, you know, rolling outside or stepping up in the pocket and sliding one way, you know, he has a strong arm. He gets the ball downfield. So as long as we stay in our coverage, I think we'll live to see another down, just even if he is able to make a play moving around in the pocket. When you're covering guys, you can't be trying to get the quarterback and cover a guy. You know, that's just trouble. That's a disaster waiting to happen. So we got to, like always, when you talk about the pass game, it has to work together. The D-line up front, they got to do their job. And, you know, we got to cover guys. And the better we cover guys, the better it is for them getting to the quarterback. And, you know, I think that's how you have good pass defense. He's made a ton of plays, you know. There's a lot of plays where you see guys are wrapped all over him, and, you know, just before he goes down, he's able to throw the ball. Or, you know, you saw against Denver, he had a QB sneak, and right before they were about to tag him, he pitched it to Bradshaw, and he got into the end zone. So you got to just make sure you do your job. It's not a game where, you know, we could just have all 11 guys just focusing on Luck and trying to stop him. We all got a job, and we got to do it.